Archers, for a week commencing Sunday, July the 22nd, 2001.
Dad's being very good about it so far, but... oh. I just feel so terrible.
Come on, it's hardly your fault, is it?
Well, who persuaded him to sink $100,000 into new tackle?
Yeah, but you didn't lose the contract.
Well, I didn't help, did I? Losing all that money to Borchester Mills. Matt must have been rubbing his hands with glee.
If Matt wanted you out, he'd have done it somehow.
Yeah, maybe, but...
Anyway, it wasn't just Matt, was it? Sounds as if the whole board were out to get you.
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't beat yourself up too much because of it. Write it down to experience.
Well, like I say, Dad's making it easy for me.
Yeah. Is that him on the combine?
Yeah, Mike's on the trailer.
Oh, nice breeze anyway. Mm. You must have got an early start.
Yeah, I think Dad wants to do something to keep his mind off the other business. So do I. I'm going to take over for a bit.
Okay.
I've brought a few cans up in case anyone's dying of thirst.
You must be pleased you're doing our arable from now on. And give you something to do with that new kit.
I hope. And I've got one or two other bits, but it won't do much to make up for losing the estate.
So are you still looking?
Yeah. It's not easy.
We'll keep a lookout.
Thanks.
So, maybe this isn't the best time to talk about lamb recipes.
Well, I'd like to, but...
Hi there!
Afternoon, Mike. Keeping busy?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you okay for another hour or so?
Yeah, as long as you like.
No problem for strong man Tucker. You could pull that trailer barehanded, eh, Mike?
Yeah, easy.
Haven't you heard? Mike's now the official village Hercules.
That's it. Huh?
He's doing the arm wrestling at the village beard.
Oh, I see.
Taking on all comers. That's why he's showing off his biceps.
Fancy your chances then, Debbie?
Well, I wouldn't want to humiliate you, Mike.
That'll be the day.
See
what
you're doing. Oh, no, please be nice. Too much testosterone.
Hey, Mike, how's Brenda?
Oh.
Is it true Scott's gone off and left her?
Yep, gone off to London. Just when they were getting a flat together, can you believe it?
What, gone for good?
Oh, yeah, he ain't coming back.
The rat. Brenda must be really upset about it.
No, I could have told her. Knew from the start he was trouble.
Yeah.
Right, well, I better carry on then.
Okay, Mike,
thanks. Bye. Well, I can't say I ever liked the guy. I've got to feel sorry for Brenda.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Right, well, when Dad gets to the end of this row...
Oh, Debbie, about the lamb. Now we know Jean-Paul's definitely up for it. We should get a few ideas to him, you know, just to get him started.
Yeah, maybe we should.
I had a word with David, and we've got a few thoughts.
Already?
Well, a few. Maybe we could talk about it sometime.
How about later this afternoon?
So how is she?
Not too good, you can imagine.
You think she'll want to talk about it, or...?
Oh, she hasn't been saying much, not to me and your father.
Yeah?
Oh, she's looking so pale and awful. Don't think she's been sleeping much. Off her food, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there.
It wasn't just a casual thing. They were moving in together.
I know. I mean, I feel for her, of course, but it had to happen sometime. Better now than later.
Yeah, but it's the way he did it. Just dumping her and going off.
Yeah, well, that's what you expect from Scott, innit? Slamming freeloading.
Yes, all right. Just be careful what you say.
OK.
Cake's done, anyway.
Mum? Oh, hi, Roy.
Oh, hello.
Going out, love?
No, are Annie and Phoebe here too?
No, it's only me. Oh. I wanted to, I just wanted to say, you know, I was really sorry to hear
No, don't worry. It's okay. I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Want some fruitcake straight from the oven?
No, thanks, Mum.
Come on, you ought to eat.
No, really. Maybe later.
So, anybody want any tea?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it, Mum.
Oh, thanks. Oh, where's she been now?
The broom cupboard.
Oh, don't tell me she's starting to lay in there.
Yes, so what's wrong with the cardboard box?
Oh, I don't know.
Mum, you had chicken for dinner.
Shush. Hey, look, one egg. You naughty hen. Come on, out you go, in the garden.
Well, if you kept the back door shut, she wouldn't come in here.
Well, maybe the last time she comes in anyway.
Oh, how come?
Did you hear that, Brenda? Neil reckons he's found out where she gets out of the room.
Ginger? No.
He saw her this morning. There's a little hollow under the fence right down the far end. She was creeping under.
Sneaky. Well, so has he blocked it up then?
I suppose he'll have to, yeah.
You sound disappointed, Mum.
Well, she's not such a nuisance, really. Oh, and talking of eggs, have you seen these? Yeah. Our new printed egg boxes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very smart. It's better than the labels.
Only came yesterday. Neil's going to pack our first lot tonight.
Hey, go on, you. Ain't where you belong.
Be careful with her, Mike.
Well, she'll be roosting in our bed next.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello.
Brenda's making some tea.
Ah, lovely.
Finished at home farm?
Yeah, for today.
There's some cake here if you want it.
Oh, smashing. So, how you doing, Brenda, love?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. You hang on in there. London's welcome to it.
Dad, I don't think Bren wants to talk about it.
No, that's right.
Well, never liked him right from the start. I knew he was a sponger.
Dad?
Yeah, well, I know it's hard on you, love, but let's be honest, in the long run, you're better off without
him. Dad, will you just shut up? Leave me alone.
Oh.
Mike. Yeah,
nice one, Dad.
Oh, sorry, honey, I didn't... Oh, it makes me so angry. The state she's in, it's all down to that
Look,
little...
just for once, why can't you switch on your brain before you open your mouth?
OK, OK. Well, maybe I'd better go...
No, no, don't. Just leave her.
OK, on your marks. Get set. Go. Go on, then. Yeah, have you got switched on? Let me have a look.
No, what's this? Pit stop.
Hi. Hi, Josh.
Joking.
All right, let me...
Well, look, perhaps Mummy can fix it.
Oh, I'm not sure if it's the car or the remote control.
No, don't go...
Oh.
He doesn't seem to have much faith in your technical abilities.
I was going fine a minute ago.
And practising for the race at the fate?
Oh, not really, no. That's David's department. I was sitting here looking at the lamb recipes till Josh came along.
Well, look, I've only got a few minutes, half an hour maybe. So, you want to show me what you found?
OK. I've been going through Jill's recipe books.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of Phil's as well.
Yeah, I've got one of Mum's here.
We thought we'd go for the more exotic.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one?
Indonesian.
Lamb satay. Chunks of lamb in a spicy sauce.
Yeah, I'm sure Jean-Paul would come up with an interesting variation on that.
Yeah, it looks lovely. Oh, and what about these? Lamb koftas.
Mmm. Oh, it's yummy. But we ought to pick a few and make a list.
OK, let's go inside.
Oh, what about Josh's car?
Oh, maybe Phil can sort it.
Well, it's probably something quite simple.
Maybe the battery contacts?
Why? You know, if you push the batteries down, wiggle them about a bit.
So you're an expert?
Oh, I learnt it from Alice. She's pretty clued up. Quite a little techie.
So is she going in for the race?
Well, she'd like to. She can get hold of a car, I suppose. She tried to get me to go in with her, but, you know, not right in the middle of harvest.
Oh, that hasn't stopped David.
No, no,
Although he's not as pushed as you are. Mm. He and Josh are really getting into it.
Really?
And they've got another rival now, Freddie Pargeter.
Freddie? Is he going to steer from his pram?
I guess Nigel will be helping him.
Right. There we go.
Hey, well done.
Hey, see your battery contact. Now, let's see what this little baby can do.
I haven't heard from him since he left. Have you?
No, nothing.
I thought he might have left you, like, an address or a number.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know what you think of him. I know you're glad he's gone.
No.
You won't be bothered with him anymore.
No, it's not that. It's just the way he walked out on you.
Look, it was all my fault. I got it all wrong. I was naive and stupid.
Well, you can't blame yourself, Brenda.
I can't blame Scott for getting a job in London, can I?
Look, I know how you're feeling now, but if you think about it, I mean, it wasn't going to last, was it? So maybe it's better this happened now before you got in any deeper, before you got a place together.
I don't know. Maybe if he hadn't got this job, if he'd have stayed, we'd have a proper chance. Things might have worked out.
Well,
If there's anything we can do, me and Hayley.
No. No, thanks.
Well, the offer's there.
Thanks for worrying, but I'll get by. I'll get used to it. It's not like it's the end of the world, is it?
Yeah. I reckon that's the way to look at it. Well, no shortage of other great men out there.
I don't want anyone else. I only want Scott. I mean, I don't really, not anymore, but...
It'll get better, Brent, I promise.
Excited. Oh, no.
Hello, you two. Thought you'd gone home, Roy.
No. We've been chatting, you know.
Brenda, can I just say I'm...
No, forget it, Dad. It doesn't matter.
Oh. Yeah, all right.
Well, looks as if Ginger's days of freedom are over.
Well, what have you done to her, Mum?
Me? Nothing. Your father's blocked up the gap under the fence, the one she was getting through.
Oh?
Well, there's no need to look at me like that, love. I was doing her a favour. Saving her from the fox.
Well, you don't know that.
Come on, strolling about like that. It's only a matter of time.
All right, but I'd got used to her. I'm going to miss her. Aren't you, Brenda?
I'm going back in.
So, did you get anything out of her, Roy?
Some. She's still too upset about it.
Poor girl.
She's trying to make out she's okay, but she's really hurt, you can tell.
Yeah, I know.
If I ever set eyes on him again,
now, that kind of talk isn't going to help.
You've seen what he's done, Brenda. I mean, if anyone deserves
but violence never solved anything. You tell him, Roy.
Well.
Anyway, Scott's in London. He's not likely to be back again. Forget about him. Think how we can help Brenda.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I don't care what you say. If I see that Scott again, I'm going to thump him.
There's more trouble in store for Ed Grundy.
It's a bit strange, really. I'm not used to being so popular.
Popular?
Oh, yes. You might even say sought after.
Who by?
Your brother, for one.
What, you've seen Ed?
You sound surprised.
No, only I've been wanting to talk to him.
Huh?
He's been keeping out my way.
Well, he came and found me.
What for?
Okay, we're ready for the steak now. William.
All right.
So, why are you so keen to see Ed?
Well, it's like a private matter.
It's okay, I'll keep it private.
It's just between me and Ed.
Oh, that private.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he could be in trouble.
Oh, he will be when I catch up with him.
I see.
We'll put the steak in here, then.
Yeah, I'll do that. If you clear away some of the scrub.
All right, okay.
I reckon we'll need two more feeders. One halfway down the game crop for one at the far end. There's a few wild birds in here already.
Yeah, I know.
Saw a fox come up here the other day.
From the earthen leader's wood?
More than likely. We'll have to keep an eye out.
Yeah. So, what was Ed after you for?
Can you guess?
No.
He was asking what kind of music I liked.
Music? Why?
It's obvious, isn't it? He's after some inside information. Trying to improve his chances.
What chances?
You've forgotten, haven't you? Yeah, okay, I won't be for the steak here. What happened to those nails?
Here.
The Bull Talent Contest. I'm going to be one of the judges.
Oh, right.
So, that's why people are being so friendly. I got a pint out of Bert Fry the other night.
A pint? You never.
I did. He wondered if I was interested in poetry.
So, Bert's doing a poem?
Yeah, verse. Apparently, there's a big difference.
So, how did you get to be a judge? You didn't volunteer, did you?
Not exactly, no. Someone put my name up.
Oh.
They said they wanted someone impartial. You know, they wouldn't have any reason to be biased.
So put you up for it, then?
Yeah, well, Siobhan. The doctor's wife, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, she's one of the judges, too.
Oh, is she?
Yes, her and your granddad.
Yeah, I knew about him.
They said I was perfect for the job. And nobody else wanted to do it, so in the end, I couldn't really say no.
Jenny?
In here, darling. I've been tidying up a bit. How are you getting on with the barley?
Oh, not too bad. I've had to start tipping into the old beef yard.
Why is that?
It's coming in too fast. The dryer can't keep up.
Oh, I see.
Debbie hasn't run, has she?
No, I don't think so. Oh, sit down, darling. You do look tired.
I'll get myself a drink first. Where's you-know-who?
Lillian. She's still out shopping.
Oh, good. I'll have a few minutes, Pete.
Oh, Brian.
Well, I mean...
Where is Debbie, anyway?
She's in Hollerton, looking for contract work.
Who?
One of her contacts. I remember the chap's name. Biggish arable farm. Does it mostly by contract.
Well, there you are. I knew you'd find some more work somewhere.
She hasn't got it yet. It was a pretty long shot. Jenny, where's my whiskey?
What?
Well, there's none here. It's all gone.
Oh, yes, I did throw out an empty.
But there was nearly half a bottle. Honestly, that woman.
Oh, you don't know it was Lillian.
Well, who else, Alice?
Oh, she can't have had that much.
Well, it was a good half. And the best, too.
All right, darling, but you know what.
Yes, I know she's been having a difficult time. Well, I've been having a difficult time, too. And this is my house.
Well, have a gin instead, and I'll join you.
And the way things are going, I'll just start distilling our own.
Oh, really?
Well, we've just lost a good part of our income. We're saddled with a huge debt. It's bad enough without her suffering tragically in my living room, draping herself over the furniture, knocking back my whiskey.
Oh, don't exaggerate. She seemed quite cheerful this morning.
No, she's still gloating now Brenda's been given the heave-ho.
Brian, you're upset because of the contract, and there's no need to take it out on Lillian.
Yes, I am upset, and she's not helping.
But it's not her fault. If you want to blame anyone, blame Matt.
Matt? He's so sympathetic, remember? I've had quite enough of his crocodile tears.
I am sorry, and I know it's worrying, but I'm sure we'll get through somehow.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen.
Darling, you don't really think we...
Hello, it's me, I'm back.
Oh.
That was almost a minute's piece.
Oh, no, Brian.
Are you there, Jen?
Yes. Oh, hello, how are you? Oh, gosh.
It's so exhausting. I've had quite a successful afternoon.
Yes, so I see. Have a drink. Brian.
Wait. Yeah, number four, I forget where. Oh, where did I put it?
Perhaps I'll try Debbie on her mobile.
No, wait, Brian. This is for you, darling.
Whiskey.
A little prezzy, the best I can find, so I hope you're not too cross with me.
No, that's kind of you, Lillian.
Now then, Jennifer, you take one of these and come with me.
Oh?
Where? Upstairs. I want to show you what else I've bought.
OK, thanks, Greg. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
You sure you want me to leave you here?
Yeah, no problem.
OK. Oh, look, there he is now.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely looking a bit dodgy. What's he been up to?
Oh, believe me, Greg, you don't want to know.
OK. In that case, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya. Well. Evening, Ed.
What do you want?
Well, I've got something to say to you.
Yeah, look, well, I'm not interested. I've got band practice.
Hold on, where are you going?
I told you, band practice.
Wait.
Just let go of me, Will.
Look, I've got something to say to you, whether you like it or not.
Oh, sorry, I'm not listening. I've got better things to do, all right?
Hey, Ed.
Just lay off me, Will. Can't you keep your nose out of my business?
No.
Get off my case.
Ed, come here. Ed!
No luck, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Basically, he's already booked contractors for all his cultivation work.
So you've had a wasted journey?
Yep, pretty much.
Well, he could have told you that over the phone. Saved you going all the way over to Hollerton.
Yeah, right. I reckon he was trying his luck, hoping he'd get us on the cheap.
So you got as far talking figures?
Yeah, we hedged around a bit. I sort of gave him our rock-bottom rate, and obviously still wasn't good enough.
Well, perhaps if you'd negotiate...
It was no deal, Dad. He was trying it on. We'd have hardly covered our cost.
All right, well, I suppose it was worth a shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if the word gets around, if people start to hear we're in the market.
I made a couple more phone calls, stuck an ad in the press.
Okay.
See if anything comes of that.
Well, as we said before, there's not a lot of work out there.
And what there is probably snapped up by the cowboy operators.
Yeah. But I'll keep looking any time I can spare from the harvest.
Oh, don't go and bust yourself.
Dad, it was me who got us into this.
Oh, come on, it's enough of that. It was the right decision at the time. No one could have guessed this would happen.
Well, it was a bit of a gamble.
You took a calculated risk. That's what this business is all about. You showed all the right instincts.
Well, thanks for saying it.
Well, I mean it. Anyway, never mind how we got here. It's how we're going to get
They're
out of
here,
there, Jennifer?
Oh, yes.
Heavens, what on earth?
Wow, Auntie Lillian!
Well, darlings, aren't you impressed? Don't you think it's rather me?
Yes, but very.
Doesn't she look amazing?
Yes, you gave her a swim.
It's not a swimsuit, Brian.
Oh, so, what?
Well, it's 100% lycra to me.
Darling, it's my new leotard. It's what all the best people wear to the gym these days.
Gym?
Yes, and no need to sound quite so surprised.
No, no, I just...
I've been neglecting myself recently. I've spent too much time sitting around and moping, so I want to get out and get myself back into shape again.
Yes.
Well, good for you.
She's joined the health club, and she's going to work really hard at it, aren't you, Lillian? Well, one can't waste one's whole life regretting the past, can one?
No, you're absolutely right.
It's not as if I'm that ancient. Look at me. Still got the same figure I had when I was 30.
Yes.
Well, not quite, but I will have when I've lost a few pounds. There's no excuse for letting oneself go.
And she shamed me into joining her too. Well done, Mum. So, we're off to Grey Gables tomorrow morning.
No, I think you'll have to work a teeny bit harder if you're going to keep up with me.
All right, don't rub it in.
Well, I think this calls for a drink, don't you?
Yes, why not?
Have some of that whiskey you got me, Lily.
Oh, no, no, not for me, thank you.
What?
My new regime. I'll have to cut down on those calories, even if I have to make a few sacrifices.
Hey! Come on! Open up! We'll just get lost! Come on! Want to bust this door down?
Just shove off, will you?
Oh, bust it? Oh, tell Sid Roy! You won't ever practice here again! Hey!
All right! Okay, okay, hold on.
Right, now you're gonna listen. It was you, wasn't it, in that car last week?
What car?
The one that was Nick's. The one they found dumped outside the village.
I don't know what you mean.
Ed, I were there. I saw you. You and Fallon. I mean, talk about stupid. First you nick a car and then you bring it here, to the village.
It's called having a laugh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not like you'd know anything about that.
So you'll still be laughing when you nick for joyriding?
Oh, yeah, no, you're really scaring me.
Ed, it's just not clever. Can't you understand that? It's not the first time, is it?
Oh, you are so sad.
You may get away with it once or twice, but what about the next time?
Just leave it, William! It's my life, yeah? You don't tell me what to do!
Yeah, it's your life, and what have you done with it? No exams, no work, hanging around with Jazza.
So what's that to you? What gives you the right to tell me what...
Because I got some sense. I can see where you're heading. You're going nowhere fast.
Just push off.
It's not a game, Ed. It's like, for real, yeah? You only get the one chance. And if you took it away now...
Don't you think you're so great, don't you? You think you're so superior?
Well, at least I know where I'm going. I've got a future.
Oh, yeah, feeding pheasants. Yeah, doing what you're told by Greg Turner.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
What, you call that a life? Don't make me laugh.
Well, it's better than some. It's better than car boot sales. You want to end up like Dad? Is that what you want?
What do you mean, Dad?
What I say. What do you think it's like for Mum?
He's all right, they're worse people to be.
Living from scam to scam.
Yeah, he don't do too badly.
Well, that's the way you're going.
I don't have to listen to this.
You do have to listen. Because if you do it again, if you nick another car, it won't just be me after you.
What?
It'll be Mum as well.
You wouldn't.
I will. I'll tell her, Ed.
Who's favourite to win the village talent contest?
Mikado, you're a star.
A black hole, more like.
Oh, it's nerves.
You'll be fine.
Yes, well, when I'm making a complete tool of myself in front of the whole village, just remember whose idea it was, Roy Tucker.
I'm telling you, it's no contest. You'll... What? Oh, no, that's disgusting.
What?
Another of his socks here under the cushion.
Oh, are you sure that's Scott's?
It's not mine. Look at it.
Oh, put it with the rest of the stuff you left behind.
I thought I could still smell him somewhere.
Oh, disgusting. Roy, I'm really not sure about this talent contest, you know. I mean, I'll be up against Emma Carter. She's a brilliant dancer. She's got real talent.
Oh, yeah, and Dross. I mean, they're so talented. And Mr. Poetry, Bert Fry, and Mr. Comedy, Jack Woolley.
All right, I'll be in good company, won't I?
Hey, Phoebes. You having a good time?
Yes. Yeah, she's making tea for all the dolls, aren't you, Puppet?
Where is Scott's stuff, Amy?
In that bin bag.
Oh, OK, I've got it.
I found some headphones and a couple of tapes this morning. They must be his as well.
Look at this stuff. T-shirt. Oh, that horrible deodorant. Magazine? Hayley?
It was under the settee.
Oh, that is gross.
Unless, of course, it's yours.
What are we going to do with it all?
Well, we can't send it on. We don't know where.
Put it out with the bins?
Oh, do you think we should?
I'm not keeping it in here.
Well, to be honest, I don't really care. Still feels so nice to be on our own again.
Oh, yeah, too right. Oh, and Mum says it's okay.
What is?
Well, she'll babysit Phoebe for an hour if you want to go out for a drink.
Oh, that'd be nice. A celebration.
Yeah, just a quick one. Mm.
Hey, come on. Come and sit down. I want to tell you what happened at work today.
Oh, yeah?
Elizabeth has had this big row with Beverly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, not such a row, more of, you know, a strong disagreement. Elizabeth sacked the caterers. The ones Beverly's been using.
Yeah.
Got another firm instead. Beverly is not happy about it.
No?
No. Elizabeth just went and did it without even asking her. I mean, Beverly's starting to wonder what she's been paid for.
It doesn't affect you, does it?
Oh, well, no. Oh, and I'll tell you something else. You know, last week I found a fairy ring in the park. Mm-hmm. So what a great place it was for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now Elizabeth wants to do more activities for children at Lower Loxley. All because I gave her the idea. She's a clever girl, yeah.
Well, what kind of activities?
Well, more sort of nature walks with the proper guides to show them all the interesting plants and animals and things. And then they could go in and do puzzles and draw pictures after.
What? Like have groups of school kids coming in?
Yeah. She's even thinking of planting a flower meadow.
It's going to keep her busy.
Yeah, well, I think it's partly because Nigel's got so interested in these falcons now she wants something for herself, you know. We're having another display tomorrow.
So Nigel's going to keep falcons at Lower Loxley?
I'm not sure. He's going on a course all about it next week. It was something about zoos. We're not having to get a zoo licence. Roy?
Sorry, I just can't do it. I just can't stay in the room with that stuff of Scott's.
Where are you going?
It's going outside. Out to the bins.
Oh.
Yeah, so what if he saw us? None of his business.
You and Fallon, was it?
Yeah, that escort we nicked. Remember? We took it through the village.
So is he jealous of what?
Wills. Nah, he don't go nicking cars. It's naughty. He might get into trouble.
So what's it to do with him, then?
Well, nothing. Where's that Mike Lee gone?
There, look.
But, it's not his business what I do.
You should teach him not to be so nosy.
Well, I did. I told him. He's got no right to come bursting in on me and going on at me like I was a serial killer or something.
What, like, naughty Ed? You must nick motors or I'll tell a policeman.
Oh, police. Nah, he wouldn't dare. He ain't got the bottle. He did say he'd tell my mum.
Oh, yeah, you must be so scared.
Don't yell at you. If you do that again, I'll tell your mummy.
Dad or what?
Yeah, well, like I said, at least I'm not pathetic like him hanging around with a gun and that dog of his. At least I've got a life.
Ed!
What the fuck was he want?
Hello. Oh, and your mate too. Perfect. You're just in time.
What for?
I've got a few bags of compost to load up and drop them round the village.
No way.
I'll pay you for it.
No, we're just off to the bull for band practice.
Look, I'll give you a couple of quid for your time. Can't say fairer than that.
No deal. We're not doing any more work for your wages, are we, Jazz?
No.
Oh, come on. You did all right Sunday, didn't you? The car boot sale.
Oh, 15 quid?
Yeah. All you have to do is sit there.
No, you sit there. We do all the work.
Too right.
We do it again. Want a decent cut of the profits, eh?
Oh!
Well, don't we, Jazz?
Yeah.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah, say, 50%.
But, you've got to be joking.
Well, all right, then, 40.
You want to watch out for this lad, Jazzer. The first gig you get, you'll be after 40% of your fees.
You haven't been paid for anything yet.
Yeah, well, who knows? if you come second in the talent contest...
Second?
Yeah, well, me and Jolene are bound to be first, ain't we?
Yeah, first to be booed off the stage.
You'll be laughing the other side of your face tomorrow.
Oh, look, come on, Dad, 40%. You still get to keep 60.
I'll pay you a flat rate, same as before.
Yeah, all right.
Great.
Then we're not going to do another sale.
But... Oh, can't argue about it now. I've got to deliver some comfort.
Excuse me, are you going to be there all night?
I've got some muck to unload. You'll have to wait. Any road, what are you doing here?
Trying to get this car in the drive.
Thought we'd seen the back of you. Thought you'd gone to London to be a TV star.
I've left some stuff in the flat. I've come to pick it up.
Oh.
So how about you back the van out and let me through?
Sorry.
Not too much to ask, is it?
Look, why don't you back out? Turn round and go back to London.
Come on. Why all the hostility? What have I ever done to you?
Here. See this? It's muck. And that's what your name is, reindeer. Oh. After what you did to Brenda.
Look, I really can't see how that's any of your business.
We've got a name for blokes like you who mess nice young girls around.
Oh, somebody save me from the peasants.
You want a tip, mate? Keep out of my way, or you might end up with muck on that fancy shirt of yourn.
Where is she then? Where's Fallon?
Oh, she said she'd be up in a minute.
Tell her to get on. We can't wait here all night.
Yeah, well, she's a bit upset, like, you know, just till I told her about Will.
Oh, so what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was her idea to come through the village. She thought it'd be a big laugh.
She didn't know he seen you?
Oh, no, she wasn't sure, but I told her she don't have to worry about Will. He won't do nothing, he's all mouth. Well, if he tries it again, I'll sort him out.
Give me a shout next time. I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do a mark and take it down your Williams.
What, back round here again?
Yeah.
Nah. I told Fallon we'd have to stay clear. We've got to go somewhere else.
So she's still up for it then?
Oh, yeah. So long as we stay clear of Ambridge.
Oh, here they are.
Yeah. So much talent in one room.
Oh, get out. It's a private session.
We're staying. We just came to take a look. You don't mind, do you?
Well...
Just the two of you tonight.
Well, we're still waiting for the others.
Yeah, Amy's checking out the competition.
Oh, yeah.
You get in for the contest?
Yes, I'm going to sing. Roy's going to persuade me.
Yeah. Sorry to spoil your chances, guys, but...
You've got us really worried.
No, she's good, Jess. She's got a great voice as lady.
Oh, very kind of you, Ed.
Yeah, though I reckon Ed's got this stitched up with his granddad on the judges.
Well, that'll be a fair contest.
You're just so much better than anyone else.
Well, he seems very confident, doesn't he, Roy?
Yeah. We'll have to try to get to another judge somehow.
Or I can wear a tight dress and give Joe a nice big smile.
I don't think that'll work with granddad.
We'll have to see.
Well, I reckon Greg Turner might be up for it, though.
Oh?
Why? Think he fancies Ailey?
Roy?
No, don't think he's that fussy.
Oh, charming!
Well, Dad saw him on the bowls team messing around with... What's her name? Doctor's wife.
Siobhan? No.
Yeah, she was all over him. You ask anyone.
Well, knowing your dad, my guess is it's all in the mind.
Yeah, no smoke without fire, though, is there?
So is this little gem of wisdom based on your many years of worldly experience? Or is it an overactive imagination?
No, take your pick. It's all the same to me.
Well.
Oh, here he is. You ask him.
You're doing a guest spot then, Ailey?
Me, no.
We better go back downstairs. We'll have to pick feeds up soon.
All right.
Hey, I've just been round your place to drop off some compost. Did you know you had a visitor?
Yes, we're in time. He's still here.
Roy, go easy, all right? We'll just send him on his way.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that all right.
Hi! Scott!
Hi. I was going to call you. I came back to pick up some gear.
Oh, you found it, then?
Yeah, there must have been a mistake. Someone had put it out with the bins.
OK, well, you better take it and go.
Well...
It's all there, everything we could find. And we'll have those keys back as well.
Yeah, sure. While I'm here, I've got a long drive. Any chance of grabbing a snack?
What?
I saw you had a pizza in the fridge.
Oh, you did?
This can't be true. I can't be hearing this.
So that's a no, then?
After what you've done, you think you can stroll back here and...
Hey, look! Believe me, I'm really sorry about what happened between me and Brenda.
Sorry? You've no idea, have you? You've got no conception of how much you've hurt Brenda.
Hey, come on, she's not a kid. She's a grown-up too. She knew the score.
Oh, you are just so full of it. You lied to her. You strung her along. She thinks you're getting a flat together. Then you turn around and dump her like that.
She got the wrong idea. You can't blame me for that.
Please, you knew exactly what you were doing. You conned her right from the start.
It wasn't like that. It was free and easy. We made no commitments. I mean, for all I know, she was seeing someone else on the side.
You say that again.
Why not? She had her own life too.
You're telling me Brenda was cheating on you?
Look, this is a waste of time. I'll go.
No! First of all, you apologise.
Look,
you're not leaving here till I get an apology.
Not from me. I've got nothing to apologise for.
Well, come on. I'm waiting.
Roy, just move over, yeah?
Apologise!
Look, get out of my way.
You lay one finger on me.
Look, this is silly. Just let me go.
Right.
Oh! Oh!
Roy!
Oh! Oh!
Roy!
That hurt.
Yeah, well, he's meant to. Now, you just get out of
here. Yeah, yeah, okay, okay, I'm going.
Get out!
The publican said, I'm sorry, we can't retail spirits after midnight. Retail. Retail. Oh, Greg, I didn't see you there.
Sorry, didn't mean to disturb you, Mr. Woolley.
No, I was, my jokes, for the talent contest.
Yes, a good place to practice.
Well, Peggy's getting a bit fed up with me practicing at home, so I strolled down here, you know, to see what your birds thought of me act. I don't seem to be very impressed somehow.
They're not noted for the sense of humour, no.
Well, I hope I get a better response from the audience tonight.
Oh, I'm sure you can count on that.
Though I must be careful. I mustn't forget you're one of the judges.
Yes, I'm still not quite sure how.
Oh, but... I'm sure you'll do an excellent job, Greg. Well, I'd better find somewhere else to practice. Though I'm still not happy about one of my punchlines. I wonder, would it be too much to ask if you would...
No, I'm sorry. It wouldn't be ethical, would it?
No, no, I suppose
Hello?
Not. Oh, perhaps I'll try it on Siobhan. Hello.
Afternoon.
Well, I'm not disturbing your birds, am I?
No, no.
The park's open, isn't it? I didn't see any sign.
Yes, it's back open, but not that many people have been using it.
Well, that could be about to change when you're all TV stars.
Oh, the documentary. Well, it's on cable, so you won't have a very big audience.
I bet it will when it's shown at the Bull.
What?
Sid's showing all three programmes together next Thursday. He's even getting a widescreen TV.
All three?
You didn't know about it?
No. Nobody told me.
Oh.
Excuse me. I'll go and find Caroline, see if she's heard anything. Bye, Greg.
Bye. He doesn't seem too happy about that.
No. Wonder why. I'll be on and out of your way.
Yeah, right.
You all set for tonight? Got your judge's pencil ready?
I suppose so. Now you've got me into this.
Ah, come on. It won't hurt a bit, I promise.
You wait while I nips in here, then you can take me home.
I'm not going home, I'm going down to the Nets.
Nets?
Yeah, got to put in some practice now I've been picked to play on Sunday.
Afternoon, Joe. Ready?
Oh, afternoon. Closing up my right arm, so I can pick up a few wickets.
Oh, and Alistair's only picked you because he's desperate.
What do you mean? I'm a talented bloke, me. And I can play a mean guitar, too.
Strumming a few chords. Oh, you don't call that music.
I don't call what you do poetry, neither.
Ah, no, it's not. It's verse. What are you laughing at, Joe Grundy?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Just because it's verse, it don't mean it ain't serious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very serious.
Well, I know I shan't get a fair chance tonight with you on the judges.
I don't care who wins. Ain't no skin off my nose. You're all amateurs. I'm used to working with professionals.
Wayne Foley?
It's a popular show. We get hundreds of listeners, thousands.
Ah, but that last story of yours, the one about the frog and the milkmaid, now, I've heard that somewhere before.
What? What do you mean?
Well, I said it's not yours. You never made that up. I've heard it before.
Yeah, don't talk rubbish. First it's mine.
No, it ain't. You've got it from somewhere.
I'll see you later, Dad.
Here, I'm right, ain't I, Eddie? He must have got it from a book, I reckon.
Thanks, Betty. Bye.
Oh, Hayley.
Sorry, can't stop. Phoebe's asleep in the car.
Hey, Hayley, I saw Scott again last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He stopped in the Bull for some fags. He had this great black eye. A real shiner.
Oh, dear. He must have had an accident.
Oh, no. It looked to me like someone had given it him.
someone hit Scott. What would they do that for?
Whoever it was, I'd like to congratulate him.
And me, after what he'd done to Brenda.
Well, it was Roy, actually.
I knew it. I hope it was a good
one. Well, it's a very hard, really, but it was, you know, hard enough.
Nice one. You must be proud of him, Ailey.
Oh, well, yeah, I am quite, really.
Round of applause there for Dross, four talented kids with a bright future ahead of them, I'm sure. There'll now be a short break while they make a bit of room on the stage. Then it'll be on to that master of mystery and magic, the great Luigi.
What's the verdict on Dross?
Well, you've got to admit they made a good noise. I can't see it's any worse than the stuff he wears on the wire.
Right, well, what about you, Greg?
I'm not quite in the hair, Sally, no.
Who?
Well, I think it's great to see the kids having a go. I'll give them a few marks for enthusiasm.
That was a great riff from Ed. Shame he got lost in the middle.
Ed knows how to play that guitar. He's had lessons from Eddie.
Do I detect a hint of favouritism there, Joe?
No. But I know some better, you see, because he was practising in our upstairs room when they started.
OK, but we're judging them on their performance tonight. I'd say it's still a pretty open contest. Wouldn't you,
Greg? My bow tie, do you think it's too loud? I don't want them laughing at the tie instead of the jokes.
No, you'll be fine, don't worry. Now, if you don't
mind... I know you're in a rush, but we do need to talk about the documentary.
Oh, yes. I hope you'll be coming to our big show next week. We're going to get all three programmes taped and show them together on the big screen.
Oh, do you really think it's such a good idea, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Give the locals a chance to see it. There's been a lot of interest.
Has there?
Oh, yeah. It should be quite a crowd puller. And all good publicity for Grey Gables, of course.
Well, yes, but I'm not at all sure if it's the right venue.
See?
Oh, sorry. I've got to introduce Luigi.
Oh,
you've got about 15 minutes, Mr. Wally.
Oh, dear. My tie.
September soaked the sodden plough. October turned still.
It's too late, Bert.
Hey? Oh, it's you.
If you can't do it now, you never will.
Well, maybe you're right.
Hey, think of it like this. However bad you are, you can't be worse than Jack Woolley. I heard him rehearse.
Is that supposed to give me confidence?
Oh, yes, it is.
Hey, Eddie, this book of Joe's.
What book?
Oh, the one he's pinched his stories from for the radio. I am right, ain't I? That's what he's been doing. Eddie?
Oh, yeah. No use me annoying it.
There.
It's a bit sad, really. He can't think of his own anymore. So he got this book from the library.
Thanks, Eddie. That's all I wanted to know.
So, the first golfer said, "Why are you taking so long?" And his friend said, "I want to make this a perfect shot. My mother-in-law's watching from the clubhouse." And the first golfer said, "It's no good. You'll never hit her from here." Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Thank you, Mr. Woolley. We'll have another very short break now before our final act, so you'll have a chance to refill your glasses.
That's a very good idea.
Well, for me, that's Hayley still clear by a couple of lengths.
And for me too.
Joe?
It's a close thing between her and Dross, but I reckon she's got to be the winner.
OK, we're all agreed for once.
And there's still Bert Fry to go, yeah?
What? Bert? Oh, no chance. As far as I'm concerned, it's all over.
Another half for you, Big Turner?
No, not for me.
I'll have the same again if you're going.
I thought you were just...
You think I can't keep up with you, Joe Grundy?
All right, then. Same again.
There now. Didn't I say you'd have a good time?
It's not been so bad.
I've a confession to make. It wasn't only for your fairness and impartiality. I had my own reasons.
And what would those be?
Well, maybe we can talk about it later.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. Time's getting on, so let's move on to our last act. Someone who needs no introduction from me. Mr. Bert Fry.
Thank you very much.
Here, as you all know, the year till this spring was the wettest 12-month on record. And this is the inspiration for the verse I'm going to read to you tonight. It's called After the Deluge. Above the dark horizon, the thunder clouds were piling. Lightning split the sullen sky. Only the ducks were smiling. September soaked the sodden plough. October turned still wetter. My reader said she'd emigrate if we didn't get much better.
Your attention, please. Attention, please. I think the judges are finally ready to announce the winners of tonight's contest. Siobhan?
Can you hold on just a minute, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
No, I ain't doing it. There's no way Bert Fry's the winner.
Come on, Joe. Be fair, he was good. It was hilarious.
Oh, a load of rubbish. Dross is better than he was.
Joe, it's 2-1. You're outvoted.
No, you can't do that. No.
You just watch me.
It's the right decision, Joe.
Okay, Sid, everyone, can I first say we've had so many great acts here tonight. Yeah. Very difficult decision. Yeah. And thanks to everyone for putting on such a great show for us all. Yeah. Right, now, first of all, I'd like to announce the runner-up. It's Hayley Tucker. Thank you. And now the moment you've all been waiting for. The winner of tonight's contest is Mr. Bert Fry.
Congratulations. That was a good tonic, they say. And you gave us all a cracking dose tonight.
Yeah. No hard feelings then, Eddie?
No, it was a fair contest. Even though we didn't get a prize.
I think there should have been a prize for everyone.
Yeah, and an extra one for walking home without falling over.
What?
Take care. Night-night.
Night, Eddie.
What did he go for? Just what did he mean? I've had a few. Does he think I can't take it?
I'm sure he didn't mean that.
Oh, it's been a great night, though, hasn't it? Oh, it's a pity it's got to end.
You were right. I did enjoy it.
Me too. Though it doesn't have to end yet. Not for us. Does it, Greg?
Siobhan, I...
Shh. Don't say anything. Please.
Look, I'm sorry, but...
Come on. What's the matter? I'm not so unattractive, am I?
No, of course not. It's just... This isn't such a good idea.
Isn't it?
Siobhan, it's been a great evening. I'm sorry, this can't go any further.
Is David the stuff that great chefs are made of?
If there'd been a special prize for best all-female salsa team, you'd have won it, no question.
Thanks.
Is he trying to make us feel better?
At least we had the goods to try.
I didn't see you up there last night, David.
Oh, what, you mean with my Ali G impression, innit? I mean... Nah, I wouldn't have stood much chance against Bert and Neil's shaggy pig stories.
Go on, spray your potatoes.
It's all done, I've just cleaned the tank out.
No sign of any blight?
Not that I can see, touch wood. Can you turn the hose off, love?
OK.
Right, I'm going to clean myself up a bit, and then I'm up to Grey Gables.
So, is this for a swim or a game of golf?
No.
I thought you were all so busy harvesting.
No, not us, not today.
The combine's coming back next week to finish the barley.
I'm putting on my chef's hat. I'm going to go and talk recipes with Jean-Paul.
Ah, Hassett Hills.
For the lamb, yeah. You can still come and join us, Ruth.
No, I'm not if I'm to see to the calves.
No, I mean, come up later.
Might do. I'll have to see.
All right. Oh, hey, by the way, Debbie has come up with this great idea. Team sponsorship for the car race.
You what?
Yeah, we've become Josh's official sponsors. Team Hassett Hills.
You are jorting, David.
No, why not? We can paint up the car in team colours.
Yes, why stop there? You could put adverts all over it. Team T-shirts.
Yeah, you see, Usha's got the idea. She's got the marketing instinct. You've either got it or you haven't.
David, we're not going to win many clients from a kiddie's car race.
No, it's all about, you know, thingamy... product awareness.
Oh, sure. About nerdy school kids who never grow up.
Yeah.
See you later, then. Bye, Usha.
Bye. Oh, I think he's serious, too.
Oh, OK. I better get a move on.
Oh, got your salsa tips?
I think so.
Oh, wait. There's one still in the car.
Oh, keep it if you want.
No, the kids will get it sticky.
I'm sorry, I've got to rush. I want to catch Janet at the surgery.
Oh?
She's doing some counselling this afternoon.
What?
Oh, not for me. I mean, I don't need any yet.
Glad to hear it.
No, I may do before long.
Oh, why is that?
The fate. This dunk the vicar idea is turning out to be more complicated than I thought.
And now it's dunk the vet and dunk the solicitor too.
Mm, and dunk the teacher.
That's a lot of dunking.
And of course the dunking apparatus has completely vanished. Sid thinks it went on the village bonfire.
So you're going to need a new one.
Yes, from somewhere. So I'll have to find somebody to build one. And then there's the question of design. How high up should it be? How deep the water? How long should each of us get?
Oh, it's a great idea, though. The kids will be queuing up for it.
So, you think Jean-Paul's ready for me?
What time did he say?
Well, I am a bit early. Just a few minutes.
OK, well, I should go through any time.
So, you still reckon he's keen on the idea?
Oh, yeah, he seems to be. I mean, I haven't discussed it with him recently. Not since the weekend.
Oh.
But you know Jean-Paul. I'm sure I'd have heard if he wasn't.
OK, good.
And I'm still very keen. The more I've thought about it, the more I like it.
Oh, that's great.
Those magic words locally produced on the menu.
Mm.
People like to see it. It gives them confidence. Anything that gives us an edge over the competition.
Yes, I can see.
That makes me sound so mercenary, doesn't it? But it's not only hype. I do believe in it. I mean, buying in as much local produce as we can. Makes sense all round, doesn't it?
It's all right. You're preaching to the converted here, remember?
Yes, of course. Oh, I come with you.
No, 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 don't worry. I'm sure I can negotiate with Jean-Paul.
Well, braver men than you have tried and come away old before their time.
Yeah?
Oh, go on. You'll be fine.
Yeah, OK.
I'll try and join you later. It's not been a very good day so far.
Oh?
Not good at all. I blame that talent contest.
Sorry, I don't quite see...
Luigi's in a major Latin sulk because nobody liked his magic show.
I see. Yeah, I must say, I didn't get that one with the, The what's it, and the piece of string.
Mm,
that one.
Neither did anyone else, apparently.
No, he got himself tied in knots. I think he messed it up somehow.
Yeah. And Mr. Wood is very upset because nobody laughed at his jokes.
Was the odd titter.
Well, I had him on the phone for half an hour. Oh, not just about that. He's terribly worried because Sid's showing the documentaries at the Bull.
I'd have thought Jack would be pleased.
No, not pleased at all.
Well, it can't be so bad, surely. I mean, any publicity's...
I don't really know. I haven't seen them yet. They haven't sent us any copies.
Ah, right. And it's out next week?
Mm. Heaven knows what it's like. The filming was a complete fiasco. Just about everything that could have gone wrong did.
Really?
And, of course, Mr. Woolley had cheerfully signed a thing saying they could show absolutely anything they wanted for all eternity and throughout the universe. We've no control whatsoever.
Sounds like it could be quite entertaining.
Our main problem is with Dunk the teacher. She's going on holiday after the fete, a night flight to somewhere.
So she wants to go on early?
Well, she's asked to go first, and I know you've asked the same.
Well, let's have a look at my diary.
I'm sorry to do this to you.
Oh, no, no, it just would be the day I have a wedding and a christening in Darrington.
Can you still do it?
Yes, so long as I get back to Darrington by mid-afternoon.
Great. I'll put you down for second, before Alistair.
So, you're pushing yourself down last.
Well, I'm hoping people will have spent all their money by then.
Clever.
And the water should have warmed up nicely.
Yes, I should be grateful I'm not going first. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, please, don't back out on me now.
Hi,
Hi, Tim.
Do you mind if I...
Oh, no, come in. It's not counselling. We're talking about the fate.
Yes, so Susan tells me. Did Siobhan put you up to this?
Siobhan?
Well, sending you round here to make me feel guilty. She thinks I'm an antisocial old git who doesn't do enough for the community.
No, this was all my idea.
Despite the fact I spend all day discussing their troubles and minor ailments.
Well, that's a pretty good defence.
I saw Siobhan doing her bit at the talent contest last night.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm afraid I missed it.
Well, I enjoyed it. Siobhan seemed to as well.
Yes, she did.
A well-deserved victory for Bert.
Well, yes. Though I'm not sure if his verse was meant to be quite so comic.
I gather he was such a success, Jolene wants to book him again.
Really?
According to Susan. Oh, she's making some tea. Would you...
Not for me. I'll have to go.
You sure?
Yes, I really must.
What about you, Janet?
Yes, please. I'll come through.
No. Stay there. I'll bring it through.
I was busy, so I sent him off to find Jean-Paul.
What? Into the lion's den?
I don't suppose he's been eaten alive.
No, he's there. Hi.
Oh, hello, Rob.
And he's eating something. There's a surprise.
Hello. How did you get on?
Yeah. Fine, great. Jean-Paul's been cooking all morning.
And a glass of wine, too. You are doing well.
I certainly am.
Well, I'm glad he's been looking after you.
Yeah. He's with the wine rep now. They're down in the cellars.
I see.
And did you get as far as discussing any recipes?
Oh, yes. We've had a really creative session.
Oh, good.
Did you like any of the ones we'd found?
Some of them, yeah. Especially the Indonesian.
Great.
I mean, he's going to kind of fine it up a bit, but it's gone on his list.
Ooh. Hope you realise what an honour that was.
Oh, of course. In fact, I was quite surprised. He seems really keen.
Yes. I think he's very pleased to be involved.
Oh, good.
He says it's the way things are done in France. Mm. Good, fresh food from local sources.
Excellent. And he's come up with some great ideas, too. Look, follow me. He's done a couple of trials. This is one he made earlier. It's, Persian. Sorry, Moroccan. Ooh. Well, it's Middle Eastern.
OK.
Ish. what do you think, anyway?
Mmm. Mmm. Yeah, that's really fantastic. You should taste that, Caroline.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, lovely blend of spices, but you can still taste the lamb.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, yeah.
And a swig of this to wash it down.
Okay. Help take the sting out of milking.
Ooh. French wine with spicy food.
Mon Dieu, it is a sacrilege.
Stevie.
I wouldn't let him see you.
he's done a French recipe, too.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there is just one problem, though, with both of them. You can't really serve them at a barbecue. Mm.
Delicious, though.
Oh, is this for the Home Farm Open Day?
Yeah, we're going to ask a whole lot of butchers and have a barbecue tasting.
Yeah, Debbie told me.
So I guess we'll have to stick to the kebabs and stuff.
Hey, I just had a thought.
Hmm?
Why don't you bring them all back here instead?
What, you mean do the tasting here?
Yeah. Then you could do it properly with food from the kitchens.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
Well, it's a lot to ask of you, Caroline.
Well, it could work for us, too. We widen the guest list and ask some of our business contacts and regular clientele and get in the local press. We could sell it as a way of bringing farming and tourism closer together.
Yeah, very topical.
Well, if you're serious, Caroline...
Yes, I am. Have a think about it.
Oh, brilliant, I will. And I'll tell Debbie.
Now, I'll have to leave you, I'm afraid. I've got another crisis brewing. This documentary again.
Oh, what this time?
Oh, the staff have heard it's being shown at the ball. And now most of them want next Thursday night off to go and see it.
Oh.
Difficult.
Yeah. And I thought our troubles ended when the film crew left. Oh, I should have known better.
Now, in my experience, there's never a shortage of volunteers for these village dues. Quite the opposite.
Well, sometimes.
No, really. Everyone fighting to get onto the committees. I mean... Just take that Christmas show. I couldn't believe the amount of rivalry and backstabbing behind the scenes.
Oh, I know.
I'd rather keep well out of it.
Imagine what it's like for me with four parishes.
And I do think any GP needs to keep a distance if he's going to hang on to his sanity.
Mm. Perhaps it's easier for you. I'm never off duty.
Ah, true. I don't know how you manage it.
Well, I try and keep a little private space of my own.
Ah, phone off the hook.
Promise you won't tell anyone.
You're right, it is even worse for you. I'll stop moaning.
Oh, no, I'm used to it.
No, but it's a difficult balancing act, isn't it? I don't want to get a reputation as being standoffish or a snob.
Well, I'm sure no one thinks of you like that.
Siobhan shows me out, that's the trouble, with her frantic social life. Quiz nights, bull, the life and soul of village committees.
Well, she seems to thrive on it.
Yes. Yes. Well, anyway, thanks for the counselling session.
You're welcome.
Oh, go on, then. Is there anything I can do for the fate?
Well, how about Dunk the Doctor?
No. No, you're serious, aren't you?
You're about the only village professional who hasn't volunteered.
Well, I...
Oh, come on. It'll only take you half an hour. And it might be quite nice and warm on the day.
Oh, no, I...
Oh, go on, Tim. If I can do it...
All right. All right. If you're going to do it, I'll do it.
Lillian's keeping up with her new fitness regime.
So, where shall we start? Weights or steps?
You choose, darling.
Well, perhaps if we warm up on the step machines...
Lillian, shall we have a little something first? You know, coffee or a fruit juice?
Come on, no slacking. You've got to earn it.
Oh, say that again.
What?
Our school gym teacher, you sounded just like...
Did I?
Yes, you remember her, small and sadistic. What was her name?
Lillian, the sooner we get started, the sooner it will be over.
Yes. Yes, I suppose you're right. Oh, I'm so... still aching from last time.
Well, that shows it's doing you good.
Oh, I don't know. Do you really think so?
Yes, I can see the difference already.
My thighs are looking better. Aren't you?
Yes. So you can't expect to see a huge improvement yet. Another week or two.
My stomach muscles feel firmer. Oh, what do you think?
Well... compared to mine.
It's quite encouraging.
So long as we keep at it.
Oh. Oh. Look who's there. Roy. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Hello.
Well, look at you. Bet you've been giving those weights a real punishing.
Yeah. Well, it's the end of my shift and been having a quick workout.
Yes, and how.
Lillian, you're embarrassing the poor boy.
Oh, Roy's not embarrassed, are you, darling?
No.
We've left Phoebe with Betty, as we arranged.
OK, I'm going to pick her up now. I'm just going to have a shower.
We left her things with Betty. Hope we haven't forgotten anything.
OK, thanks.
Roy? Darling, wait, what have you done to your hand?
Oh,
That looks all right to me.
No, no, the other one. There. Look, oh, you've got your fingers bandaged.
Oh, yes.
Poor knuckles.
Yeah. Yeah, accident, you know.
Well, how on earth did you do it?
Well, it was at nets, you know, dive for a catch and...
Oh, I see.
Well, you must be careful, darling. Look after that gorgeous body of yours.
Yeah, yeah, OK, yeah. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Right, shall we?
Does life have to be so unfair?
What?
Every time I think I'm over Scotty, something happens to remind me what I'm missing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you wouldn't know, of course.
Oh, stop moping. It isn't doing any good, Lillian.
He had such beautiful arms. He used to do his weight training on the deck when I sat and watched him.
You're through that now, remember? You're starting a new chapter.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I don't need him anymore. There's plenty of life in me yet.
That's right. That's more like it.
And there are lots of other gorgeous men out there. As soon as I get myself back into shape again.
Yeah, so come on. Put your back into it. Oh.
That's it. Gently, put him in the trays.
Well done, Phoebs. You open, Nana?
Oh, you like getting the eggs, don't you? I don't usually collect them at dinner time, but she's so keen.
Ginger.
Yes, one of them might be hers.
What, so you haven't let Ginger out again, Mum?
Well, your dad did have a point, I suppose. She was living dangerously. I still say hello to her every day, though.
Oh, come on. Out of 250?
Oh, I can tell. There's no mistaking Ginger. I expect she's around now. I can't see her, though.
Don't keep me in here. Let me out again, please.
Oh, no, I've had to be very mean. Right. I think that's all for now, Puppet. I'll put the lid down. Now, let me take the trays.
You've done well, haven't you?
Oh, I wish I could take the afternoon off and keep her.
Oh, that's OK, Mum.
There'll be no one here at all. Your dad's not back till tea.
Well, we'll keep ourselves busy, eh, Pete?
Oh, I don't know when Brenda's back, she didn't say.
Oh, so how's she been?
Oh, you know, we still don't get much out of her. You have to be careful what you say. You never know what's going to upset her.
Yeah. Well, it'll take a while, but...
Yeah. I'm relieved, really. She didn't need a man like that.
Oh, no. She's a total slimeball.
Hey, yes. That reminds me. Mike heard a funny thing the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, apparently there's a rumour he called back to the village.
Did he?
Yes, and when he left, someone had given him a black eye.
Yeah? Wonder who did that.
Come on, take your hand out of your pocket. How did you graze those knuckles?
Okay, he was asking for it, Mum. He came back for his dirty socks, then tried to tell me Brenda was cheating on him.
Well, that still doesn't...
I asked him to apologise, then he started to get physical.
Look, all right, I don't want to know the details, but it's not going to help Brenda, is it?
Well, who knows? If it stops him coming back here again.
Well, that wasn't likely, was it?
Well, if it was, it's not anymore.
Well, all right, but you know I don't approve of violence.
Hey, Mum, you say that N can't get out?
No, Mike blocked up the L where she was get...
OK. So what's that over there? In the back garden?
What? Oh, no! I don't believe it. That's Ginger.
How can you tell?
Well, I know her anywhere.
Do you need the pen gate open?
Well, no, of course I didn't.
Ginger.
Yeah, look, she's gone out again. Look at her bold as brass. However did you manage that?
Quiet. Quiet, boy.
Oh, it's only me.
Come here. Come here.
Doesn't see many visitors down here.
No, not as a rule.
I thought I'd come down and, I wanted to apologise.
Oh?
The other night, I went too far. I made a total idiot of myself.
No, no, you didn't. You don't want to feel bad about it.
Oh, yes, I do. I just feel so embarrassed. I don't know what you must think of me.
You mustn't. I mean, it wasn't anything, really.
It's my stupid fault.
These things happen.
I was having such a good time. I had a few drinks. I just got carried away.
No, it was me, too. I had a couple too many.
Well, look, that's sweet of you, but will you accept my apology?
If you all accept mine.
Okay. We'll call us quits, will we?
That sounds all right to me.
Good. Well, I'll let you get on.
Siobhan. Siobhan, look, perhaps there's a few things I should tell you.
Oh?
It might help explain why I didn't...
You're not about to tell me you're married.
Well, no, it's not as simple as that. If you had a few hours, I might be able to tell you the whole story.
Well, only if you want to.
I'll tell you the bit that matters. I was married. We broke up a few years ago. It wasn't very amicable.
So you're divorced?
Oh, yes. Well and truly. Only the lawyers do well out of it.
Yeah, I see.
I won't bore you with the details. I've been trying to put as much distance between me and that part of my life as I can.
So that's why you've never talked about it?
I've never felt the need, until now.
Well, I appreciate it. I've often wondered... I mean, it does explain a few things about you.
You mean why I walk around with a shotgun?
I take it you don't get on with your ex?
No, we don't communicate.
And so, once bitten?
That's about the size of it, yes. It's not you, Siobhan. I just want to keep my life as simple as I can.
I understand. And thanks for telling me.
I should have told you before, really, but...
Oh, you weren't expecting me to hurl myself at you like that. It's no secret that Tim and I have been going through a bad patch.
Does he know about...
Good God, no. I mean, I hope not. Oh, no. I don't think anyone saw us.
No.
But, well, that's my other excuse for my behaviour on Wednesday night. Though it's no excuse, really.
Well, I hope it gets better for you.
We'll see. But there's no reason why we can't stay friends, is there?
Not that I can see. I hope we will.
Oh, good. You know, I really thought I'd blown it, and that would have been a pity.
Yes, it would.
So, will I see you at the next Bulls match?
Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, nothing like a stretch on a lilo in the sun. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, my poor muscles.
Well, what do you expect?
I'm sure this exercise is doing me good.
It's not as if you need it, darling. You're fit enough already.
Well.
Hey, do you know, there's a rumour going round the village. Scott came back to Nightingale Farm and Roy thumped him.
What? Brian, you can't be...
Yeah, sick. I think it's true, because I heard on pretty good authority.
Roy is Scott?
Mm.
up.
What?
Well, yes, he'd done something to his hand and he said he'd hurt it playing cricket.
Well, must have been a good one. Well done, Roy, because I'd have been tempted to do the same.
Brian, whatever you do, don't tell...
Jennifer!
Lou, you coming to join us?
Yes, yes, I'll be with you in a minute.
I thought she was still up at Grey Gables.
Well, I didn't know she was back.
Can't even have a few minutes' peace by the pool.
Oh, you're beat, Claire.
Well, it's been one hell of an afternoon. Ringing people up, practically begging for contract work.
And there's still no luck?
No, it's not looking at all hopeful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And as for Lily, I mean, she spent half her time in the bar chatting up the waiters. Why didn't she move back up there?
Oh, she's not really such a nuisance.
And why is she using our bathroom? She's a perfectly good one of her own.
Well, our bath's more comfortable.
Well, she's left her stuff everywhere. Soaps, gels, hair stuff.
Look, she's my sister. And she's really serious about this, you know, getting fit and turning over a new leaf. We can't desert her now.
She doesn't have to live here.
Well, I know her. If she moves out, back to Grey Gables, then all her good intentions will be...
Is there a chair for me?
Yes. Come and sit down. Are you going to have a swim?
Swim, darling? It's all I can do to walk.
Well, you know what they say. If it's not hurting, well... Oh,
it's not working either. All this exercise is a complete waste of time.
Don't be silly.
Jenny, I've just weighed myself and I've put on 2 pounds since Monday. 2 pounds?
But it's still early days.
Oh, pain and effort for nothing. Oh... No point in carrying on.
Yes, there is.
Have a drink then, Lillian.
Brian?
Oh, yes, please, Brian. Make it a stiff one.
No, look, you can't give up now.
Oh, why go through all this dismal torture and sacrifice if I'm only getting fatter?
Oh, Lillian, it's been less than a week. You can't expect instant results. It's going to take time.
How much longer? I want to look better now.
Well, you will if you're determined and patient.
I can't wait forever. I really don't think I can face it.
Yes, you can. And we'll all help you. We'll see this through together. Won't we, Brian?
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed on our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.